Hello and welcome to the podcast. So now you want a baby? I'm Nicole.
Brian.
So you're probably like, why do you guys sound so weird? Well,
we're doing it remotely.
Exactly. So we're not in the same room. I'm in an Airbnb and there's like 10 or 15 other people in this house. So I'm trying not to be rude and I'm talking quiet. So if I sound like ass, that is why.
So you at least have your like own room with your own lock and shit or what?
I do.
Okay. So you got your own key.
I do. Yes. And there were like literally no lie 10 lock boxes on the front door.
Sweet. What time's Raul coming over?
I'll let you know after the podcast. We gotta see what time we're done.
Okay.
Awesome. So I thought we would start with an IVF update. Tomorrow I am going to get my blood work done for my thyroid. So we'll see if that is back in line. I've very religiously for the last 4 weeks been taking my thyroid medicine.
Do you remember to take it today? Did you remember to take it with you?
I did. I was so scared I was going to forget it because I would have had to have driven home tonight to get it.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. Still on the fertility diet and limiting sugars and alcohol, things like that. Brian is still doing the same. And how do you feel like that's going, babe?
It's not going too great considering my Niners are in the NFC Championship game this weekend, so, you know.
Oh, hush. You get to have a beer for your Niners game. You know that.
All right. Well, what's the over-under on whether or not they're going to make it to the bowl?
Probably about as good of a chance as we have of IVF working the first time.
I think right now it's the Lambs by 3. I think it's the Lambs by 3 because they're playing at home. So, I don't know.
The only thing that makes me nervous is that we've already played them twice this season and we've won. And
yes.
So I'm like, how?
Believe me, I'm quite aware. Yes, I'm quite aware.
How much luck can we have?
It is the third time the charm for the Lambs. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just.
Yeah.
So. I did something new this week with our podcast. I feel like every time we record the podcast Thursday night, I'm like, what happened this week? And I can't remember what happened. So I kind of just jotted down like a couple things that happened every day this week so that I didn't forget. Because
I gotta go yell at a dog really quick. Hold on.
Okay, I'll keep them posted. So make sure you take the podcast off. Okay, take the puck. Oh, Lord. Anyways. Brian! Brian! Oh my gosh. I'm gonna kick his butt so much. He just like screamed in everybody's ears. Anyways, apparently he didn't understand the. What? Are you back on the podcast now or what? Brian? Oh, boy.
Did I touch a button?
No, what are you doing?
Right here.
Oh, we couldn't hear you. And I said leave the podcast, so I meant leave the headset and go away so that I could talk to them. And instead, in the middle of me talking, I heard, Dusty! I heard you. I heard you. In the future, let the dog bark or go all the way outside to yell at him.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Great podcasting. Sorry, guys. Anyways, so.
We're true professionals.
Anyways, so Saturday we celebrated my birthday and we went to the casino with my best friend and her husband. And then we watched the 49ers game there up until like third quarter.
Yeah, just about.
And then, is that the day that we decided to go get Chipotle and then Panda? Or was that a few weeks back?
No, that was no, that was. I'm trying to think. No, because we actually got Chipotle. Because I'm looking at the wrapper that Itty Bitty took over to the freaking thing.
Yes,
So
yes.
we actually got Chipotle. I think it was the week before
Where
that
we?
we were watching the wild card game, and
Mm-hmm.
then the Niners won, and then we were gonna go get Chipotle. The line was too long, and then we went to Panda. It sucked. Dirty butt. And yeah.
Yeah. So while we were out celebrating my birthday, I for some reason I was upset at Brian before we went. I don't remember exactly
Oh.
why.
Because I know the immediate reason, like I think there was a reason before, but I know the immediate reason was I gave you my typical grunt answer when you told me to get the dogs out in the morning.
Oh yes, and irritated me. And then, oh, that's right,
And then
because I got up at like 7 and you stayed in bed till like 11.
Yeah. Until it was like the last possible moment to leave.
Yes, now I recall.
And I was still ready before you, but okay.
There is, oh, if you were here and you could see my face, you would know that that was a kill you face.
Oh, I believe me, I know. That's why I'm glad I'm like 200 miles away. So, I mean, yeah.
So then Brian decides that while I'm mad at him and while I'm finishing my makeup, he's gonna bring me a birthday present. And I'm like,
I thought it was a good idea at the time. I did. I really did. Really did.
So he brought me a birthday bag and it was some makeup brushes. And he's like, "You want to use them now while you're doing your makeup?" And I was like, "No, I'm pretty much done." But it got better when we got out, and then I asked him when we were, or I told him when we were out, I was like, "You know, I should have asked for a cow for my birthday
Oh
because
God, here we go.
I really want a cow." And he's like, "You want a cow, babe? Get a cow. Let's get a cow. Don't tell Nicole twice."
This is what we do in the mountains, okay? Most people are like, I want an iPhone, I want an iWatch, I want a new laptop, I want a cow.
Exactly. So, I found this really cute bowl that the guy said was pretty handleable.
He also said he was a mini, just for the record.
But I think we both agree he's pretty small for a bowl.
For a bull, he's small, but Jesus Christ, he's not small in any way, shape, or form.
True. But to be fair, he traded our goat, which neither of us really loved, for it, so it was a pretty good deal.
I thought the goat was kind of cool if it would faint every once in a while. It only did it like once, though, so it sucked.
This is what we do in the mountains. We try and get our goat to faint. So Sunday, we were supposed to pick up Brian's daughter, but his ex-wife kind of went AWOL and off the hair rocker. Wouldn't answer our messages, wouldn't confirm that where we were picking up, wouldn't confirm anything. So we went on with our day. We headed out to go pick up this cow, and then she texts us like partially like an hour into our drive the opposite way of our daughter. And was
To
like,
go get said cow, yeah. To go get said cow, yes. Which we were gonna turn it into a day. Like, hey, yeah, cool. We get to spend time together in the car. But dude, check this out. We're gonna go pick up a cow. You know, it's gonna be freaking awesome. You know, yeah.
So, anyways, that didn't work out. But anyways, we went and picked up picked up our cow. He was way more friendly than I think either of us expected.
No,
And
he was a good boy tonight too,
oh,
just for the record.
he is very sweet. He lets you come up and pet him and love on him. And Brian and I had also been talking about getting a Jeep because back in August, when we were evacuated from our house, we didn't know how long we were going to be evacuated. We didn't really know what was going on, and we didn't have any money in savings at that time. Summer had just
Yeah,
gone by.
we needed cash flow. Yeah.
So we sold our 1943 Jeep Willys.
Which, like, I loved for the nostalgia part. I thought it was cool that it was an old World War II Jeep, but really, it was very impractical.
You couldn't take it very far. You couldn't take it very far. It wasn't really reliable. We actually, it had just started not running properly. So we ended up selling it, I think, for more than we paid for it.
If not more, at least what we did pay for it.
Yeah, so I had been looking at Jeeps in our area, and we had brought some cash with us because we were potentially going to be going to see one in Sacramento. The Sacramento one started getting a little bit fishy, so we decided to pass on it. But while we were in this other city that was like an hour and a half from our house, I was like, let me just see what they got over here as far as Jeeps. And some guy had just posted, I think within the last like 18 hours,
I was going to say 18 hours, yeah.
a 1987 Jeep Wrangler. And he only wanted like $4,600 for it. And I was like, I bet we could get it for close to like 42, 43, let's go look at it. It was only like 15 minutes from where we picked up the cow.
So, mind you, we have the truck, our truck, which is, it's not a huge truck, but it's an F-150. It's a full-size truck with a straight load car trailer going through the middle of the city of Dogtown Clown, California, with a freaking 600-pound cow in the back, and we pull into this court where there's nothing but like kids playing and people walking and stuff like that. We stick out like a sore thumb. Like, what are these hillbilly folks doing down here?
I would agree. We did look ridiculous. At one point, I
we
said, yes, that's my cow over there. It's fine.
Well, yeah, because we were over there looking at the Jeep, and freaking people were congregating around the trailer trying to look at freaking Rawhide. Yeah.
Exactly. So long story short of it, we ended up getting the Jeep.
Never did I ever, but anyway.
We got it for a little under 4,000, which was amazing, which was less than what we had sold our Jeep for. So I think all in all, it's a win, and it's a lot more of a practical vehicle, but something we can also go exploring in, which was kind of why we had the other one.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. That's like almost 100% of why we had the other one in my eyes. But because remember that time we went to this cemetery and freaking scratched up the side of my brand new truck?
I do recall that. Yeah, it
Yeah,
worked. It
not
went really
happy.
well.
Yeah, not happy.
So then, I drove the Jeep home. Brian drove the truck home. I was cranky monster because I was tired. I was exhausted. I was mentally drained. I was upset we didn't get our daughter. It was just, I mean, I was happy. I got a cow and a Jeep for my birthday. Like, that's amazing. But at the same time, it was still kind of like a rough day.
Babe, I hardly noticed.
Stab you.
Once again, 200 miles away. So, I mean,
You're such a pain in my butt. So, okay.
yeah.
So I have a really funny story to tell you that I haven't told you yet, but we're gonna take a quick break.
Or the audience.
You.
Uh-oh. Alert.
But
Teaser alert.
I know, but we're gonna take a quick break and then we'll come right back and I'll tell you the story. It's very funny. And we're back.
Yep.
Okay, so Sunday night I had a funny dream. It was about IVF. So I think it's because of the whole like getting a cow and a Jeep and the whole trauma with our getting our daughter and all that. So I had a dream and you were like, we were talking about having a baby and IVF and blah 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 blah. And you were like, isn't there something else you want? Like anything else we can spend $25,000 or maybe a little bit less on that you want maybe instead of a baby? And I was like, well, a monkey is kind of like a baby. Can we get a monkey?
Here's the worst part. Here's the worst part. What do I call our daughter?
That must be it. So
Oh,
we call our daughter Monkey. I wonder if that's what triggered it, because it was such a weird dream. So I had a dream and we ended up finding a monkey for like $12,000 and you were like, "See, we saved a bunch of money."
Backwards dream are you having?
Don't know, but
Hey, why don't you tell everybody what you did after we brought said cow and said Jeep?
oh my gosh. You're right.
Tell
So
everybody about that. Something about it's monkey-ish, very monkey-ish.
I had to be a monkey.
Yes.
So Saturday night, Cooper, our little corgi, would not come in the house. He was just being a shithead, and I was like, "Fine, you're sleeping outside. You don't want to come in." He was under the shed again. I'm like, "Then you're sleeping outside tonight." Well, apparently, when I shut the door, I didn't close the front door all the way, and so I woke up the next,
Latch it.
yeah.
Like, yeah, you didn't like latch it, lock it, like whatever. It's not a big deal. It's not a huge deal, but it wasn't like mechanically fastened to the house.
I mean, it kind of is a big deal. Our front door was open all night, but anyways.
Live in the middle of nowhere.
True.
I guarantee you, if somebody came to our house, the least of my concerns would be that the door was open.
True. So sometime, I woke up the next morning, and sometime in the middle of the night, Cooper had decided to come in. So he pushed the door open, was in the house, and at first I was like, Cooper, like, what are you? And I was like, oh yeah, you didn't come in the house last night. And I was like, Brian, the front door was open all night. Like, the dog let himself in. And Brian goes, where's the cat? And I was like, oh, fuck.
First words out of my mouth, not because I give two shits about the cat, but I know that the world's gonna come upside down with Nicole about the freaking cat. So, like, I really could care less if this cat
You're
freaking hightails it
so
to freaking
mean.
Missouri tomorrow. Like, I could care less. But, you know, I care about my wife and I care about her feelings. So, where's the cat?
So I look outside everywhere for her, don't see her, call for her, no, nothing. And so we went and did all of our things that day. And I posted on our,
Sleep.
yeah, I posted on my Facebook group for like our little neighborhood area. Hey, I lost my cat. If you see her, please let me know. Anyways, so we get home, we unload the cow, we're in the backyard, and we're trying to see the cow, but the cow's chasing the donkeys, the dog is chasing the cow.
Backyard, like, mind you, our backyard is not our backyard, acre and a quarter. Okay, so it's not like, you know, it's not like, you know, throw the tennis ball 30 feet and the dog picks it up and brings it back. You know, that's
Exactly.
not how this works.
And then all of a sudden we hear meow, meow, meow. And we're looking everywhere. I'm like, do you hear that? I hear a cat. I hear a cat. And I'm like, it sounds like she's like right here. Now she was.
And me being very in tune to noises on cars and what's making what, I'm very in tune to the noise that's there. And I hear said noise and I look straight up.
How far up do you think she was?
20 feet.
Yeah. In our 100-foot
In a
redwood.
100-foot cedar,
Oh,
yeah.
cedar.
Yeah, the cat was on the lower limb of the 100-year-old, 100-foot cedar that we have in the backyard. And is on. So I gotta go grab, which, mind you, I'm deathly afraid of heights. Like, I refer to myself as a man in every aspect. I will kill spiders all day. Getting dirty does not bother me. I've, animals that have been deceased, it's not that big of a deal to me. Heights? No. I don't do them. And Nicole is fine, better than me at heights. Not a whole lot. She likes to act tough, but she's not a whole lot better than me at heights. So I go get extension ladder that we have. That is a 25-foot extension ladder extended all the way out. I'm at the base holding the thing, watching my wife go up the thing and try to catch this dumbass cat that treated itself. Okay?
Mind you, the letter has in big bold letters, maximum weight 200 pounds. I'm like, babe. Babe. I'm like, babe, I'm more than 200 pounds. Am I gonna be okay? Am I gonna come crashing down? No, I'm gonna be dead, and then you're gonna be a widowed. We got the cat down. Brought the cat in the house. She still wants to go outside, by the way.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
She's so stupid. Ugh.
She's over here trying to dig with itty bitty right now because, we have a cat dog.
Yep. I was gonna say the cat's kind of a dog and the dog's kind of a cat, so they're perfect for each other.
Cat dog. A cat dog that,
So you would think, okay, you got a cow and you got a jeep and you found your cat. Like, your life has to get better. Oh no. Oh no. It just kept getting worse all week. It really did. So Monday, we get a text message from his ex-wife. And I'll save the details of it. But essentially it was, you asked me four times where we were meeting and I felt harassed. So I'm blocking your
Oh,
phone
yeah.
number.
Yeah, long story short, yeah.
Yeah, long story short, that's what it said. But the good thing that came out of it is his ex-wife blocked him, but bought our daughter a phone. So now we could reach our daughter directly.
Without having to deal with the, we don't have to deal with the bureaucracy, is basically what it comes down to.
And she has nice guidelines around it. Like, she's only allowed to have her phone after her homework's done. Phone's gone by 7:30. Like, it's very nice. And so we were able to call her that night and talk to her. we got the whole custody situation figured out with her mom via email because we weren't allowed to talk on the phone anymore to her.
We can now contact her through email.
Oh, Lord.
Which is the same, which email and text message is basically the same damn thing. And oh, by the way, I wasn't harassing you. You just
No.
did not respond to my text messages.
Like,
But, I digress.
Well, and even
I digress.
because I'm very careful with what we say and what we do, because I always think, okay, if we have to go to court, I want everything to be on the up and the up, So I
Oh, yeah,
always.
there are many a time that Nicole has filtered me for what I've wanted to say. And she says, "No, babe, you can't say that. You can't say she's a expletive, expletive, expletive."
Oh my God,
And
you
then
bleeped yourself. Good job.
I did. I sure did.
So proud of you.
Sure did. See? Yeah.
You are a big
Hey, I'm
boy.
good like that. I'm PC. I'm PC. I'm totally PC.
So we ended up having a decent night on Monday. There was a lot of tears and crying before because, I was having a discussion with Brian on, what do we want to do with our daughter? Like, how much do we want to fight? Where do we want to go? We had to go get our custody agreements. We had to go through a bunch of stuff. So it was a very emotional night. But all in all,
And mind you, to the general listening public, is our kid. We each individually kind of control. I don't know if control is the right word. You see where I'm going with this, babe?
I have no idea where you're going with this.
So how much we want to see the kids is what I'm saying is or how much we want to fight for the kids. And then, so basically with my fight, Nicole was trying to figure out how much I wanted to give up, essentially.
To keep the peace.
Yes.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
where I was going with it. I'm sorry. That's where I was going with it.
No,
How long would it take?
we've both had to make decisions with our kids about, how much are we willing to give up our time with our kids or our rights with our kids to, appease the other person, to keep the peace, to seemingly keep our kids happy because they don't know any better, just different things, and it sucks.
And not that it's negated, but to have a relationship with ourselves too.
Yeah, of
I mean,
course.
that's like obviously that's in the back part of the decision too at the same time.
Well, and then that leads us to Tuesday night, where all I wanted to do when
Oh,
I got home
yeah.
from work.
I was gonna bring that up, but obviously your side of the story is gonna sound a lot better, especially to the female audience we have, which I'm assuming is a good 90%.
Do you want to tell the story, babe?
No, I really don't.
Okay, well, I'll tell the story and then I will be very intrigued to know if you have a different story. So, Tuesday, I send Brian a text like, "Hey, oh, 'cause on our way home with the Jeep, the roof tried to come off."
Like flip off, like oh my God, like
We're gonna
this could be
die.
catastrophic disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my rearview mirror fell off the. Okay, so it's falling apart a
Yep.
little.
Yep. Well, I mean, it is like 30 years old.
Yeah. It's like 35, but who's counting?
I'm gonna be 40, so.
So, he said he had the stuff at work to fix it. Well, what happens is, if I don't remind him, the stuff's never gonna come home, and then when I'm ready to do it or whenever I wanna do it, it's not gonna be there. So I was like, "Hey, don't forget to bring home that stuff to fix the mirror and to fix the hood, roof, top,
Roof.
whatever."
That roof. Yeah. Okay. Hard top.
He says, "Okay." So then a little bit of hit story on me. I get off work at 6. It takes me about an hour and a half to get home. I get home about 7:30 normally, 7:15. Brian gets off work at 5 normally, gets home at 6. Maybe a little before, maybe a little after. Fair?
Yeah, fair enough.
So he has one chore a week. And that is Tuesday.
Wait, whoa, wait. Hold on one. I have multiple chores per week.
You have
I just
one that
have
has a deadline.
one that yes, that has a deadline. Correct. That is a great statement. That is an awesome statement.
So he has one chore a week that has a deadline, and then 2 weeks ago he forgot
which is what?
To take out the trash.
Yes.
And 2 weeks ago he forgot to take out the trash. And so we got really, so we got a little behind on trash, whatever. Everything was fine. So I come home Tuesday.
Well, two weeks before that, though. Hold on. 2 weeks before that, the trash truck didn't even come. Why did the trash truck
come? Because of the snow.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't even put it out that time because we knew.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm just, you know, I'm grabbing for straws.
How are your straws doing? So, I come home Tuesday night. I text him when I'm like 2 minutes away and it says, come help me with the dog food. Because I had bought dog food. My car was full of dog food. And
what dog food?
And I roll up and I can hear his compressor is on. And the trash cans are not out front. So I'm already annoyed. I'm already ticked off. Because I know he's working in the garage. And I know he didn't do trash. And I know that he's not out at my car helping me take the dog food in. So, I throw the dog food on my hood.
No. You threw the cat food on your shoulder.
No, I threw the cat. No, I put the dog food on my hood, though. For you to
and
grab.
I brought the damn dog food in.
I know. You didn't let me finish the story.
All right.
Anyways, so he finally comes out to help me. And he brings the dog food in. We're talking blah, 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 blah as we're walking in. The dog is annoying me because one of the dogs is jumping on me and scratching me. And I'm already pissed off. And I'm like, did you do the trash? Such a setup question. I know the answer.
Yeah, no. Believe me, I know. I setting them up and knocking them down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I can see it coming from a mile away.
He goes, no. I go, did you feed the big animals? Also the agreement, I feed them in the morning, you feed them at night. No. I don't care. We have a new bull, and I want him to be spoiled rotten. And we discussed that we especially needed to be on it and go see him so that he doesn't revert to not being lovey.
What was I doing when you got home?
Brian was working on the Jeep to put all the screws in for the hard top that he brought, and then also put on my rearview mirror.
So, say the did not go flying off again, which was deathly afraid to you.
Okay, except you decided to do this instead of the chores that you were supposed to be doing, the things that had a due date. Have we driven the Jeep since we got it home on Sunday? Are we going to drive it?
Flying off.
Are we going to drive again before this weekend?
I thought for some reason you wanted to freaking take it to work or something. I don't know. Usually when I get a message from you to bring shit from home, it's like, oh man, that freaking shit had to be done yesterday.
But it was too much trouble, notice guys, to ask Nicole if she wanted these things done.
Yeah, she's chuckling because she knows she's right.
So anyways, the whole reason I was upset was because I wanted to spend time with him. And we normally go to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Nine.
And I was like, babe, now you're going to spend 20 minutes to do the trash? Like, now is cuddle time. Now is us time. So I was upset and pissed. And tomorrow was my birthday. Wednesday was going to be my birthday. Well, My solution was to go to bed because I knew I was pissed off, I was irritated, nothing he said was gonna make me feel better, and I was only gonna get more mad at him as the night went on. So I was like, I'm gonna take myself out of the situation, I'm gonna go to bed.
Which I decided to remove myself from the situation also.
Except he kept coming back in the bedroom. Do you want something to eat? No.
You're gonna be like, you're either gonna be just like pissed off at me or like more pissed off at me. Like, I don't like, yeah.
Honestly, I don't think that there's anything he could have said to make anything better. The only thing he could have done, the only thing that you could have done to make things maybe better and me not go to bed crying and wake up mad at you on my birthday would have been to come and lay down with me. I think that's the only thing.
I did think about that, but then I'm
Fuck her.
like, no, dude, I'm pissed off, she's pissed off, like, this is not gonna end well, dude. So I'm gonna watch some dumb car show on the freaking TV and eat some chimichangas for dinner.
You jackass. All right, we're gonna take a really quick break. We're gonna come back after the break and we're gonna tell you why my week was so shitty. But drum roll. Brrr. Okay, we'll be right back. And we're back again. I hope you enjoyed that lovely
Yes,
break.
we are.
Right. Okay. So, Wednesday morning, Nicole's birthday. Nicole wakes Brian up, and Brian is crabby just like every morning. Couldn't give me a break on my birthday. Couldn't not grunt at me or not. We're talking about Wednesday, my birthday. No, you grunted at me. And it also then took him like 30 minutes to acknowledge that it was my birthday, because I'm pretty sure he forgot.
I did not forget. Okay? If there's one. So, okay. All right, y'all. In the listening public. Okay? Nobody gives in this house. Gives two shits about Christmas,
Nope.
Valentine's Day,
Mm-mm.
freaking New Year's.
Nope.
If it's one day, God damn it, you better remember Nicole's birthday. God damn it. Or if you don't, there's going to be hell to pay. I will tell you that.
It's true.
There will be hell to pay. Like
I'm
every other holiday, every other major holiday that you get off from work, you know, Memorial Day, Labor Day, thank you, veterans. Thank you for people who serve. Thank you for people who work like me. Birthdays? Fuck you. All those other days, they ain't shit.
Nope.
Shit.
It's the only day that is all about you and whoever's birthday it is. I always make a big deal about everybody's birthday. It's just, you should be happy that I don't care about all the other things. There's no pressure. There's just pressure on one day. Shut up. So, Wednesday morning, I open my eyes. And my ovaries are screaming. I know in my soul, my period has either just started or is just about to start. And everything suddenly makes sense. Why? Why I was so mad the night before, why I was so emotional Monday, why Sunday I was so cranky. Like everything was making sense, but the fuck I was gonna tell Brian. I was like, I'm not giving him that satisfaction.
Mind you, men that are listening, probably not very many, but y'all know
She was a bitch, too.
Dude, she's a CUN Toledo. Let me tell you.
Yeah, so for the first time in 20 years, well, I mean, first time in 32 years, but I didn't start my periods till I was 12. Anyways, for the first time in 20 years, I had my period on my birthday. And it sucked. And I didn't get my birthday sex. Very upset.
Dude, I'm not sailing the Red Seas, dude. I'm good.
You're disgusting. But, so Wednesday, my birthday, I texted Brian. I was like, this is the worst day ever. Like, my birthday sucks. My period started. I hate everything. And what did Brian do?
What
Absolutely
did Brian do?
nothing. He did nothing.
What do you mean I did nothing?
Oh, okay.
The hell I did nothing? Like, you fully fucking with shit, dude.
What'd you do?
What? What do you mean, what did I do?
I thought you'd tell everybody.
I freaking took my ass freaking hour and a half from my work up to your work.
It was so sweet. He showed up at work with a bouquet of balloons, a little dinosaur with a little fake rose, and a very sweet card. And I turned so fucking red. I was so embarrassed.
What'd you say? You were so glad that you were wearing a mask? Is
Yeah.
that what you said?
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad. Because I was so red. I went and like
So,
hid in a corner.
side note, Brian shows up to Nicole's work, okay? After Nicole has been there for a quote-unquote hour. And
Two.
I'm like, okay, 2 hours, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway, I show up there. The place looks like a fucking ghost town. Dude, like it's black, it's dark. There's like I can't see anything from coming in this freaking door. I can't see jack shit. I'm like, this bitch, if she did not come to work, I'm gonna freaking kill somebody. Like, I am legit gonna kill somebody, right? And then I don't know who it was. It was one of your coworkers that was like, "Oh my God, open the door! Open the door!"
While I'm
So,
hiding in
yeah.
the corner.
Yeah. Anyway,
It
the
was
place
so
looked kind of
sweet.
closed. They were on a, what was that, a Zoom meeting? Is that what you would call that? A Zoom meeting?
Yeah, and it ended like literally 30 seconds beforehand.
See, I don't have those at my work. I have a, like, you either suck at your job or I'm gonna kick your ass kind of meeting. You know what I mean? That's what I have. I don't have it over this freaking computer crap, dude. Nah, that's not how I roll.
Right.
But
So
well,
he.
and to be fair though, I thought your little Zoom meeting or whatever you're supposed to have happened on Tuesdays.
Which it
So,
normally does.
and yesterday was Wednesday, so I'm like, oh shit, she's cool. She's out of the freaking meeting. Like, whatever, I'm gonna embarrass the hell out of her, like in front of customers and every stuff. You know?
You
But
did. You were too early for the customers. Thank God. Although you really weren't, because all day long, oh, it's somebody's birthday. Whose birthday is it?
Told you
Shut
I
up.
got busted by that freaking. I got busted by that bitch while I was walking through the freaking store. Oh, happy birthday! I'm like, dude, I don't carry birthday balloons around, bro. Like, just freaking get out of here. Like, no, it's not my birthday. What do
Yeah.
you think is my birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, give her a break. Give her a break. And
But
then you took me to
and then I
lunch.
got you the lunch to, you know, the ever so fantabulous Chick-fil-A, you
We
know,
had like
super
30
high class.
minutes.
Yeah. Super high class. And then I got Nicole what every woman needs on her birthday. What did I get you, babe?
Carbs? What did you get me?
What did I get you on your birthday? What every woman needs.
Oh, you're a jackass. He got me. I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna say pasta because I was so excited to have pasta. But no, you're being facetious. You're being a jerk. Okay, but seriously, you guys, I asked for one, so it's okay. It's a. No.
Actually, what she wanted, I got it for her. Come to find out, I'm getting her a cow and a Jeep at the same time. When I purchased this long before the cow and the Jeep.
Yeah, those were bonuses.
What did I get you?
I don't remember the brand name, do you?
I don't remember either.
Oh, a Tenneco. It's a Tenneco mop
It's a
and.
glorified vacuum.
It's a vacuum and a mop in one for hardwood. I'm so excited to use it. He put it all together for me, and I was like, "Oh, I can't wait to try it. Is the battery charged and in it?" And he's like, "No." And I was like, "Oh, well, how am I supposed to try it?" Like, I want to freaking clean on my birthday. Lord have mercy. So my birthday ended up turning around, and then once I knew that my period was here, I could kind of, I know it's weird, but I could kind of control my attitude a little better. Like I was like, oh, okay, this is why I'm being this way. So I feel like I've been better.
Sweet.
This morning, I went in to see Mama Dog, and her freaking teats were like rock hard because she was not nursing. So I took her into the puppy pen and I laid her down and I forced her to feed the babies. And then
That's
while.
right. Hey, that's all right. I did the same thing tonight. When I sent you that picture tonight, I'm like, yeah, no, dude, I had like, she wanted to get up. I'm like, no, sorry. I'm sorry about your bad luck.
And the worst part for me was while she was nursing, I look over and I'm like, there's a puppy in the middle of the floor. Why is the puppy over there? So I had to like.
I did not have that problem. I did not have that problem.
So did you, when you walked in, did you notice that there was two puppies missing?
No, there were two. So I let the freaking meathead out to go out front, you know, because obviously she's got to go to the bathroom because she's been in the freaking room all day, right? So I freaking open it, and here's two of these freaking knuckleheads just freaking cruising around, like outside, like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, what are you doing?
Oh,
Get your
Lord.
ass back in the freaking pool!
So the only thing that I can think of that they're getting out is that they're nursing on mom, and then mom gets up and just like throws them out of the pool.
No, I think what's happening is they're crawling over each other, dude. They're
Oh.
crawling over, like they're using like the other like ones that are laying down as like a ramp, and then they're just like sending it. You know what I mean?
So funny.
My God, dude, these freaking things, like, yeah, no, these freaking things are like, yeah, and
See,
all their eyes are like opening and shit, like.
So you know tomorrow morning you have to get up early to feed them, right? You have to get up early tomorrow and feed them with mama again. You gotta force her to feed them. What time do you want me to wake you up tomorrow? Make sure you have your phone volume on so I can call you and wake you up.
Why don't you just wake me up when my maker comes?
So never.
Dude, my maker's coming sooner than later.
Oh, hush. Anyways, so now that we're to Thursday, which is today, the reason I'm in an Airbnb is because for work I had to go to San Jose, which is like a 3 hour. Yes, I'm gonna tell. Yes, and don't get ooh with me, mister. It's not ooh. So
It
I.
kind of is, though. I was just kind of chuckling a little bit.
I was crying. You're not nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. We both know that. But
Okay.
yeah, I was kind of chuckling a little bit.
So anyway, so I had to go for work and they pay like my mileage and everything, but I was like, I am not driving back tonight to just flip around in the morning and drive back. So I decided to stay overnight. But on my way, I shut up. Should we take a break and I'll tell the story when we get back or no, I'm just kidding.
Sure.
I
You
was
want to tease them?
no, I was just
You want to tease
kidding.
them?
I don't want to tease him. I want to tell him.
Okay.
I got pulled over. And Brian can attest, I am terrified of authoritative figures, especially if you are in a uniform. I've
Like,
never had
it
that.
doesn't bother me a whole lot. I've been arrested. Arresting was pretty cool. Like, whatever. Like, it is what it is, dude. I'm here for a reason. Like, I'm here for a reason. All right, dude, go about your day. I'm gonna go about my day. Nicole, flip her shit. Like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Oh, we were leaving the casino one time, and a tribal police was behind us.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
no lights on. Like, no lights on. No nothing. Like, no big deal. Like, okay, just don't do anything stupid. And she's freaking losing her shit. Like, I'm like, okay, calm down. Okay. It's all right.
I
So,
hear
what
you.
happened today, babe?
I said I got pulled over. God. So, anyways, he was facing his front of his vehicle was facing me, and so literally, I saw him. I hit my brakes. He turned his lights on, so I just pulled over because I knew he was coming for me. Like there was nobody else around, so I was like, "What am I gonna do? Freaking try and leave him?" You know what I mean? So I just pulled over, and I'm freaking out because I'm like, "Shit." This is Brian's truck. I don't know where the registration is. I don't think that he ever put the insurance in here when I printed it. So the cop rolls up and I'm like, "Hi." I don't know why I said hi. What is wrong with me? And he's
Did you
like,
really say hi?
"Yep." I think I actually said like, "Hey."
Really?
I haven't been pulled over since I was 20 years old. I don't know what to do. So he goes, "Why were you going so fast?" And I was like, "What?" I was like, I was going the speed limit. I thought I was like 65, right? And he's like, "No, it's 55 through there." And I was like, "Really?" I was like, I didn't see the sign. And
Honestly, you got a picture of you. Honestly, you guys, this is straight Nicole's ignorance. It's not like she knew it was 55,
I really didn't.
and she was doing 20 over. It's not like she legitimately did not know it was 55.
And I.
Like, so an asshole like me, like I know the speed limit on our road's 45 or 50 miles an hour. I do 70, 80 on the regular. But, I already know. This is just like Nicole's just like.
I really didn't see the sign. I really don't even know that it's
No,
55.
exactly.
So he goes, "Where are you going?" Mind you, I'm in scrubs because I work in the vet field. "Where are you going?" I was like, "I'm going to San Jose for work." And you can hear like
Cried
all,
yet?
no, I've not cried, but you can hear the defeat in my voice. Like I'm on my way to work and I'm now going to be late because I'm being pulled over. He's like, "All right, give me your driver's license." I was like, "Okay." And I was like, well, he didn't ask for my registration or my insurance. I was like, they must not ask for that anymore. Like, they must have it on their computer or something. You know what I mean?
Which, to be fair, you are legally required to carry both, but yes, they do have on the computer. They really do not give two shits.
So he was only gone for like 45 seconds. And I'm now sobbing. I am bawling my eyes out, hyperventilating. I'm.
He goes back to his cruiser and comes back to a freaking blubbering mess. And
Yeah.
he's like, oh shit, what am I gonna do with this?
Well, okay, so he comes up and he starts talking to me when he's at the back window. Like, he's not even up to my window yet. He can't see that I'm crying hysterically. And he's like, just a warning, here's your ID. Watch your speed, okay? And I was like, okay, thank you, so I appreciate it so much. Thank you. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I thought I was gonna have to stop at the gas station and pull over because I was hyperventilating. I was seriously having an attack. I've never been let go ever. And I've never blubbered like such a hysterical mess. And it was like, I was like,
Just
oh, God. What?
I don't know. It just cracks me up that like you know they're people too, right?
I know, but I'm not being an asshole. I've never met a police officer that actually was a nice human being when I was being pulled over.
Well, because you've dealt with a bunch of pricks, apparently.
I have. No, legitimately, the first time I was ever pulled over, I was 18 and it was senior skip day and it was me and like a bunch of my friends in my car and we were going to Cedar Point, which is this amusement park in Ohio. And I was bawling my eyes out because I was like, my mother's gonna kill me. And he didn't give two shits. He fucking gave me blah blah. Then the next time I was pulled over, which was the last time I was pulled over, at my boyfriend,
Ex-husband or something?
yeah, at,
Your ex-husband or something?
yeah, was following behind me, and I got pulled over, so he pulled over with me, and he wrote both of us up. Ugh.
I'm not trying, like, man out there, I'm not trying to tell you to sacrifice your old lady or nothing, but don't pull your ass over behind the chick that's speeding. And then think everything's gonna be okay. You're not gonna iron it out, bro.
Exactly. So not we didn't get one ticket. We got two tickets, and we were driving across country, so we couldn't fight it. I hate you. You're such an asshole. And that was the last time I was ever pulled over. I don't do well. It
Was the last time I got pulled over, babe?
was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was.
But you got let go because it was,
Registration.
yeah.
CHP comes up. License, registration, proof of insurance. I'm like, here's my license. I don't know where my registration is. And here's my proof of insurance as I yard the thing out of my OBD2 and give it to him. He's like, what is this? I'm like, oh, that's my insurance, bro. It's 5 mile insured. Oh, he's like, oh, I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Well, all I could think of today was I took this gig for these 2 days to make a little bit of extra money. And here it goes. I'm gonna spend it on a fucking ticket.
Hey, don't think that that wasn't the first thing that popped into my head, too. I was like, motherfucker, are you fucking kidding me?
Right?
Now it's freaking like on the way to San Jose, and then freaking now we got a $400 freaking ticket because that's probably what it would have been.
So
Like, oh my.
he let me go for one of three reasons. First reason, he wasn't 100% sure that the speed limit was 55 or that there was a
I'm
sign.
sure he was. Whoa, wait. I'm sure he was sure the speed limit was 55. He had no actual proof that he was
Okay.
going over 55.
True, because he didn't radar gun me. He let me, or he let me go because I was in scrubs and probably thought I was like a healthcare worker, like, you know. Or he let me go because it was my birthday yesterday and he felt bad for me.
I'm going to go with that one.
I think so. I think so too.
Go with that one.
Oh, God. So this is my life. So if you want to talk with us, you can email us.
Yes. Hey, you guys, this is what I get to live every day.
I'm going
to
kick your butt. Alright, so if you want to, you can email us at nowyouwantababy@gmail.com. You could give us a phone call at 304-806-BABY. We are on Instagram and TikTok at nowyouwantababy. I have a super funny video that I'm going to post.
Yeah, don't forget to tell them about that.
Yeah, I have a very funny video that I'm going to post with the puppies, so you have to go to TikTok and watch it. It's going to be epic. Okay, now I've talked it up too much. It's not really going to be epic. It's not that great. Okay.
Terrible.
I oversold it. It's not that good.
Yes.
It's funny, but it's not that good.
It's funny, but yeah. No, you oversold it for sure.
Okay, don't go watch it.
God damn it.
We're also on the Patreon. It's patreon.com/nowyouwantababy. There's a $1, $3, and $5 option to get bonus episodes throughout the month. So if you want to support us, we would love it if you did that for us. But I think that's all. Anything else from you, baby?
Unless you want to talk about dipshits at work, no, not really.
Oh, perfect. All right, well, hopefully the sound quality is okay for you guys, and next week we'll be back together. And we can record together so we won't sound weird.
Whoa.
Take out the trash. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great night. And thanks for listening, too. So now you want a baby.